bond it up. We've done that before, and it looked fine. But it really depends what you're looking for. Certainly aluminum is another option. Stainless is probably better.
Okay.
I think it's going to, you know, you're going to be able to clean it a lot easier. You know, my trailer still has, yours I'm assuming too, still has the original Zolotone in the shower.
Except for the one side where the fixtures are, and that's the closet.
Right.
It originally had a green wallpaper, like a plastic wallpaper for that.
That's what I have still.
Yeah.
It's turquoise.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mine was too. I did not want the turquoise when I was done, so I took that down, and I found some white paneling. It's not the bubble paneling, but it's just a plastic white paneling. And I used adhesive and put it on the wall. And I found some plastic molding that I could bend to the curvature of the wall and put that in. It's mm-hmm. It's been fine. It's actually not been an issue at all. So luckily.
Good.
I like things that aren't issues.
But, yeah, well, especially you've got enough issues built into old trailers that you want to minimize them as much as possible.
That's right. That's right. Okay, this one here is a voicemail from Dano Sanchez. I think I forwarded it to you, maybe, because there's a picture of the inside of a trailer. I don't think you'll need it, though. So let's listen in.
Hi, Tim and Colin. This is Dano with a 1968 28-foot Silver Streak. I've got working on the interior now. The floor is in place. I've got some kitchen cabinets in, but really I need to build walls around the bathroom and a wall that divides the rear of the trailer from the front of the trailer. And it would be great to know your directions for building walls. I wonder how Colin likes to do it in his shop and if he employs different methods. I've got two pocket doors to put into these walls as well, so it would be great to have your directions on that. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Dana. So, building walls inside trailers. What do you call those, bulkhead walls?
Well, that's what we call them. That's what they're called in boats as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
In real yachts as opposed to land yachts.
Right. That can kind of be kind of difficult, taking into account all of the curvature, the ceiling, and the fact that these things are mobile and can move and do move, twist and turn.
Right.
And that the walls may be not perfectly vertical. And so it's a little bit of a challenge, right?
It is. We basically follow the model of what factory's been doing for some time. Oddly enough, you know, we make them out of quarter-inch veneered ply, and then typically a hardwood edge on that outer end with a rabbet in it to fit the plywood into that hardwood edge. We tend to shy away from pocket doors. Our experience with pocket doors, you know, because Airstream did that for some time in the 70s, I guess it was. They seemed to have problems all the time. So, and oftentimes would, you know, I guess latches weren't very good, but, you know, a lot of times people would be complaining that the doors would close while they're driving and stuff, or fall off the track or something or other. I've had to do some peculiar repairs on them. And you end up with a bulkhead that's obviously the thickness of the door plus a bit of space on either side plus the quarter-inch veneered bulkhead. So your wall starts to get pretty thick at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine a pocket door in the trailer because I have, I think, four pocket doors in my house and only one works. And my house doesn't drive down the freeway. I mean, they're the worst.
Exactly.
They're the worst.
I mean, so what we do a lot of times, a bifold door.
Yeah.
And, of course, well, I'm in your trailer, but I still have the original accordion doors that divide the bathroom to the bedroom and the bedroom to the living space.
Yeah, I have mine too, and they work great. you know. I had to sew them up a little bit and replace the little nylon tieback things. Well, they weren't nylon originally, but they are now.
Yeah, they were originally actually made out of that fabric, that vinyl fabric that the doors are made out of.
Yeah, and mine were all ripped up, so I just got those little nylon bands and I snapped some, or riveted some snaps to it, wherever that tool is. Made little straps to hold them.
We've done the same thing. However, we didn't use nylon. We used, Brenda made up some straps, but that's what she does, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a Brenda, so I have to figure it out. But yeah, works good. I would recommend.
But you have contributors.
What's that?
But you have contributors.
That's right. Sometimes.